What's up with it, dude? What's happening? It's your boy, Loose Clip, Skip in the building. Skip Skylarker in the building. Metro D in the building. Welcome back to the Minorities Podcast. Man, it's been a long time. It's been since the last episode was in, like, what? April? Yeah, something like that. April. Just making sure I had everything together. Now everybody back in school. If you're not in school, everybody at work, everybody settled in. And we back doing what we do. So since for being gone so long, I've been coming up with new things that I do that I did want to talk about. And I also asked you guys what you want me to talk about. And I got some pretty good suggestions that I'll incorporate in later videos of this episode. It's going to be not like introductory, but like a little warm up back into it. So I'm going to spend a couple minutes just explaining why I started this podcast. I started this podcast because it was just like, I don't know, it was just something new to try. And I really started enjoying doing it. The more I did do it, the times I did do it, because I think it's just another way of not expressing myself, but really just another way of bringing another form of entertainment that I look to do. And it's also like, you know, you get to talk about a lot of interesting stuff. You get to hear a lot of interesting perspectives. And one thing about this podcast, I'm not about to be getting on here bashing people. Bashing anybody. I'm not about to get on here talking about women do this, or men do this, all that other. I'm not willing to get into that. So that's not what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna provide entertainment, a little bit of comedy, just a little bit. But it's really a refreshing thing to do, just another way to see how I like it. And I am liking it a lot now. I'm really getting back into it. The main thing now that I want to talk about is a little thing a lot of y'all suffer from. And don't try to say that you don't, because y'all do. And it's crazy. Main character syndrome. Now, most majority of y'all sitting there like, what is he talking about? What is main character syndrome? Main character syndrome, at least in my interpretation of it, I'm not the guy for official definitions, accuracy, none of that. I'm not into none of that. But what I will say is that main character energy syndrome, I say energy and syndrome, it's really one and the same. But that right there, it's like, man, that's so dangerous. It's a dangerous thing to have, because y'all be walking through life thinking that y'all untouchable, or just you can't get touched. Nobody can do nothing to you. And it's like, that's not the case at all. It's not. Because you're going to bother the wrong person one day. I'm telling you. You're going to bother the wrong person. And they're really going to serve you up something good. It's going to be real humbling too. Somebody. You're going to meet somebody. And you're going to be talking that talk. Like you him or you her. Or you know. You that guy. You that girl. Nobody can touch you. You like that. And then they're going to hit you in the mouth because you talk too much. And you be like, dang, he just hit me in the mouth. You're going to be dumbfounded. And nobody else is going to be surprised that you got hit in the mouth but you, because you thought you was just above all that. When that's not the case. You can't be walking around here doing that. In life, you got to know when it is your turn, when it's not your turn. You can't be the main character all the time. Shows have side characters for a reason. They have side characters for a reason. Somebody gotta be the side character. You gonna have to be the side character at least once in, at least once in your life. You can be the main character all you want in your life, but when it's somebody else's turn, do something. It's your turn to be the side character. It's your turn to be the side character, and that's okay. Y'all be treating the side character like it's a disease or something. Like, come on now. Like, you can't be doing that. If you're a side character, be a side character. It's okay. Ain't no shame in that. There's no shame in being a side character. Y'all need to stop that. Think of y'all better than what y'all is, because you're not. Life has a way of humbling you. I'm not gonna lie, life has a way of humbling you. Now, I don't wish bad on nobody, but energy is attract. Law of attraction. Hey, that's real. That stuff is real. Like, I don't know if y'all really, y'all don't gotta believe in it, but it's like, I suggest you get educated on it. You get educated on the matter, the process at least, because it's like, look, it's like if you're doing bad stuff, you being selfish, you just being mean for no reason, then yeah, bad stuff gonna happen to you. And it's like what you expect. And it's like, it's really like what you expect. Because, you know, it's like, man, you just out here being mean, nasty, mad for no reason. And then you talk about because you can, because I'm like, no, you're not like that. Somebody will punch you. You will get punched. I'm not saying I'm going to do it because I don't feel like getting in no fight with y'all. Okay, have that. I don't fight. I'm sorry. I got too much time. I'm not fighting nobody. Let's make this clear. I'm not fighting nobody. That's a waste of my time. I'm not getting into an argument with nobody. That's also a waste of my time. It's just a lot of things that y'all get caught up doing. That'd be a waste of y'all time. And it really be like, what is y'all doing that for? All because you're trying to assert yourself as this person, like somebody that you not all the time. Like, it's really just baffling to me. It is. It's really baffling because when you really sit down and think about it, it's like, you ain't even gotta be acting like all the time. You ain't got no right to act like that. Act like you do. If you think that's who you are. And when you find out you're not, then you like, dang, I'm not really that. Yeah, we've been telling you that. We know you're not that. We've been telling you that. But you hard at it. You don't want to listen. You want to wait till somebody put their hands on you. Now you shock somebody put their hands on you. And that's the crazy part of the whole thing. It takes somebody putting their hands on you for you to realize you was not that person that you thought you was. And that's sickening. Not for me though. That's mostly for y'all. Yeah, y'all can be easy with that if y'all want to, but you know. But you know, that's not me. This is really a matter of knowing situations, having that awareness, knowing what situations that you're really in, first of all, because if you don't know what situation that you're in, then yeah, you're just not going to be like that. You're not going to do that. I mean, I guess that was just a little talk. That was just a little bit of the main topic. You know how we like doing here. Now we got all the serious stuff out the way. Y'all know what time is for. It's time to be real for a minute. For a couple of minutes, actually. It's time to be real. Y'all did a lot of acting up this summer. A lot of acting up this summer. The kind of acting up that y'all parents will be very disappointed in. If they knew about it, if they didn't know about it, all right, that's different. That's, you know, keep your business to your business. I ain't gonna tell your parents your secret. That's on y'all. I ain't gonna tell none of y'all business. That's on y'all. But some of that is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And number one, you know, it's for the people, you know, that be chilling, hanging with people with, and they be hanging with people and have alternative motives. You don't really like them. You just want to get some out of them. You know, hanging stuff with that. And it's like, you know, you doing this. You doing this. And then at the same time, you getting mad because they using you. Like, ain't you doing that to them? They just getting off on you. They just getting off on you first before you can get to them. And y'all get on Snap. Talk about, I pull myself into y'all. How come others don't do that for me? All that other stuff, man. And it'd be like, come on, dude. You can't be serious. And I'd really be sitting, I'd really be cringing. I'd be like, come on, dog. Like, you can't be serious right now. Like, you can't do that. Like, you over here using people. You doing, like, you know, you hang with people. Doing stuff, using people. For your own stuff, you ain't think about them. You ain't thinking about them. But then they do it to you. It's a problem. They wrong. It's like, that's what you was just doing. Like, come on now. Like, I'm not, you don't get my sympathy. I ain't trying to hear all that. I ain't trying to hear the crying on Snap. I ain't trying to hear, see the little quotes on Instagram when you ain't really, you know, you ain't really living how you living yet. Like, you know, you can't be no grimy person posting no inspirational quotes. What? Like, that's crazy. That's like not changing your underwear after you just play basketball. Like, just nasty. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. I don't see how y'all be comfortable with doing that. Which is it's the craziest part. Y'all, it'd be the utmost comfortableness with doing shit like that. And I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And I'm gonna get on the separate. I'm going to get on both genders. Don't worry about it. I don't discriminate. I'm just not going to pick on nobody. It ain't going to be nobody individually. Because if I got a problem with you individually, I'm going to say it to your face. I don't care. What is this? I'm going to say this. Fellas. Let me say this. Fellas. Don't be, if, you know, there's nothing wrong with having friends of the opposite sex. There's nothing wrong with that. It become a problem when you trying to have sex with them. It becomes a problem when you're only their friend. Now, if something happens organically from that, that's different. But if your sole reasoning of being a friend is to have sex with them, then you don't need to be having friends of the opposite sex. Because that is just crazy. Y'all is horny. That's majority of the problem. Y'all is horny. Everybody got their urges. But really? You making friends just to fuck them? Like, we can't be. Like, you can't be serious. We cannot be serious. That is not how the world works. Like, what? Like, come on now. Like, your whole purpose of being their friends, have sex with them? And then you be talking to your talk to, y'all be talking to the ones that y'all know got a man, which is like, huh? And then be saying shit like, your man not talking to you like I am, why you even with him? What? That's gay. I don't get that. I don't get it. At all. And ladies, my ladies, please, 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 please stop posting about your relationship problems. And in the midst of that post, be like, I should have cheated on you more or first. First of all, we don't want to hear about your relationship. We don't want to see your anybody. We don't want to see your relationship problems on our social media. That ruins our day. We don't want to see that. We also don't want to see y'all saying that. Talking about, I should have cheated for, like, no. We don't want to hear about that. We do not care. We don't care. It's like, so, like, you know, and it's your social media. I can't tell you what to do on your social media. So don't listen to me. But at the same time, take into account that we really don't, you know, want to have to be included in your problems. Because now the whole world, you know, you just, now the whole world know that you giving up, that you giving it up just because. Just because you mad. And it's like, you know, it's like just because you mad, you ain't going to. Like, you just throwing it out there just because you angry. Like, that's a whole lot of anger that you need to figure out for yourself. Because, nobody else going to do that for you. Nobody else is going to be figuring out why you mad. And then it's because you didn't give it up, you know. You didn't give it up for revenge. And then the dude you gave it up to don't really care about you. And then you get in your feelings because he don't care about you. Then you get the posting. So you decide to go back to the dude that made you mad in the first place. And now he getting angry because he know you done did this and this to somebody else. Because you was mad about something that y'all had going on. And then you go and post it. Like, please. We don't. Like, not only are, like, You can be mad. You can, because it's your situation. You can be mad, but don't ruin our day in the process because you're mad. Like, that's nasty work. I'm sorry. That's nasty work. That's just the nastiest of works I've ever seen in my life. Another thing that, I got a bone to pick with y'all people that do this. How do I say this? Yeah. The people that walk around like they shit don't stink. Let's talk about it because I'm tired of y'all. I'm tired of y'all walking around like y'all shit don't stink because y'all will judge people for a lot. For a lot. And then we'll turn around, go do the same thing or do something worse. But then had the nerve to cut somebody else out about it. And it has me thinking. Do y'all even be hearing yourselves? Because, you know, when I point something out, if I'm pointing something out, it's based on the fact that, you know, ain't you, you know, cussing other people out about doing this? Now you doing it yourself? Like, how does that work? Like, how does that logic work? How did you come to that conclusion? How did you feel comfortable doing that? You feel what I'm saying? Like, how did you feel comfortable doing that, knowing that you done cuss people out for it? And it's like, like, come on, like, now, and I'll be honest, I'm guilty of it. I done been a hypocrite a few times. But the list of hypocrites I've seen among hypocritical things that I've experienced is crazy. The amount to hypocritical things that I've done. And it's like, I don't walk around thinking, playing perfect. What the fuck? Like, what? Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, you walking around playing perfect? Like, what's wrong with you? Why would you ever do that to yourself, first of all? Like, walking around here trying to play perfect. That's crazy. Like, perfection, and that perfection will really ruin your life. Because you think you're doing something, and you're really not. You can't do it. You cannot be perfection. That perfection, it does not last. It doesn't. Like, being perfect does not solve all your life's problems. It don't. I don't know who told y'all it did, because it don't. And sometimes y'all gotta learn that the hard way. And it's sad y'all gotta learn it the hard way, because it's like, man, y'all don't gotta be doing all that. You know, it's okay to burn your hand on the stove one time, but after a couple, you just an idiot, you know. You just an idiot after that. Yeah, what else do I not like? I don't like a lot of shit. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I don't like a lot of the stuff that I be seeing. The moves that I be seeing. And it's scaring me. It's scaring me because it's like, you see this, I see this. You don't think nothing wrong with that? Like, something wrong with the equation? Not saying that you should, you know, just automatically think something is wrong with something and just be ready to judge. Because, you know, nobody should really be judging anybody anyway, if we want to be for real. Because where has judging got anybody? You know, and there's some real judgmental people in this world. It's crazy. Be judging over the littlest of things. That's like, that's why I don't be liking podcasts, and they be talking about relationship problems. Cause y'all be having people on there that don't need to be in a relationship, and the shit they be saying don't make sense. Like, I know I'm 20, I'm young, I'm probably not gonna get it, but it's like, at the same time, like, a lot of this stuff is like common knowledge, and I hate the people that don't act like it's not common sense. It's just like you be feeling like you feel like that you just get to dodge all the common sense just cause you feel some type of way. No, that's not how that works. Like, no. Y'all in for rude awakening if y'all think that's how life works. Cause newsflash, it doesn't. It doesn't. Like, things don't get to work just because you think it should work a certain way. I had to learn that. And trust me, I was hard-headed. If everybody thought the same, life would be so much greater. So much easier, too. But that's selfish thinking. And I had to stop thinking like that. And I was mad when I realized I had to stop thinking like that. Because it's just like, it's just so like, damn, why can't it be like that? And I know a lot of y'all be thinking that too, but some of y'all be thinking it for the bullshit reasons though. So I don't know if I should be saying that to y'all. Y'all be saying that for the bullshit. Y'all be saying that because y'all done did something wrong. And you don't think it's that serious, which I don't know how, but, you know, to each his own. But like I said, y'all be thinking it's not that serious. And then when somebody reacts, you know, reacts like they should to the situation, you be like, oh, they can't do that. And it's like, shit like that makes me want to punch some of y'all in the mouth. I cannot lie, because... Because y'all be mad at people's reactions, and you be like, you can't do that. But then you react the same way, and you think it's fine. You can't do that. That's like, what? That is not how this works. That's not how this works. It's more common than you think. It's really more common than you think. And I don't know how some of y'all be going through life doing that. Obviously, y'all sleep well, because y'all used to it. But y'all gonna need to get out of that. Sooner or later, y'all gonna realize that doesn't work with everybody. Everybody is not gonna, you know, answer to you, you know, bow down to you, be on your level, any all that other stuff. Y'all just gotta be comfortable in y'all skin, brother. Alright, so now that I'm done with all that fake preacher stuff. Damn, I ain't did this in a while. Yeah, like I said, episode's gonna get cleaner the more I do this. More structured, but it's just a little warm up. Just cause. But do be on the lookout for more episodes. Like I said, it'll be more structured, more interesting per se, if you will. Let's just have a great ride while doing this. I appreciate every single one of y'all that listen. You know, share this and get it out. We trying to grow. I do appreciate y'all. Until next time, Skip Skylark, the Minorities. Peace.